This hour by Frederick Remington, fully cooked, ready-to-eat bacon. Exclusive, no refrigeration, 10-year extended shelf life bacon. The thickest media center-cut bacon in the industry at fullycookedbacon.com.
Before America can be great again, she must be free again. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show.
I'm telling you, the fact that there was no media buildup of this Jay Johnson testimony today is just a little fishy to me. I'm not sure why they didn't build it up like they did the Sessions or Comey testimony. But it's still going on, and there's all kinds of bombshells that are just getting dropped all throughout this testimony. I think it's finally concluded. I'd have to check back, but again, I say based on what we've discovered over the past 12 months that you have a full justifiable cause to abolish the DHS and the CIA immediately. But that's just my opinion. I wonder if David Knight would agree with that.
Well, we definitely need to get rid of the voting machine issue because, as you just heard, Alex Jones and Gary Haven say there's a bias in these voting machines, again, for Hillary Clinton of about 9 points. It's very easy to rig an election. And we have to understand when we see the Department of Homeland Security under Jay Johnson try to intrude into state departments of election. You have to understand this kind of fraud, unlike the types of election fraud that we've seen before, this type of fraud is enterprise expandable, as they would say. They can take it down to any particular race that they want, and they can rig any particular race that they want as long as we computerize this. It's not going to be safe from enemies, foreign or domestic. And we've seen, I think, attempts by the Obama administration to rig this election. That's what these hearings are about today, to not only cover that up and move people away from it, but then to create this false Russian narrative to insinuate themselves into the State Board of Elections, calling it critical infrastructure. And in reaction to what they found in Indiana, you had the State Boards of Elections, the State Attorney, Secretaries of State from various states, all called on the Trump administration to shut this down. Do not allow Homeland Security to declare this as critical infrastructure. So this is a dog and pony show to push that forward with their false narrative, their false flag, if you will. But that's what they're trying to do besides covering up their own crime.
This is 100% a false flag, the Russian hacking claim. And that critical infrastructure thing is so key because Johnson piped that in all the time. Critical infrastructure, critical infrastructure, critical infrastructure. So they clearly want to do that so they can have complete control over our elections and probably just completely rig them. But here were some interesting quotes from some people that came out of today. First of all, you've got Johnson engaging in full-on lawyer speak, saying, this isn't the exact quote, but I'm sure we can find the clip. He said, perhaps it could be without reasonable doubt that Russia hacked the DNC. Perhaps. So he puts all these qualitatives out there, like, oh, maybe it could be Russia. But then it's that subconscious inserting that Russia hacked the DNC to just force that into the narrative, even though it's total lawyer talk. He knows it's not true. He continues to cite Russia probing, but saying no election hack. What is this probing? What is this probing? What are they doing probing? What do you mean they're probing? Nobody's probing. You're the ones that are probing because you're trying to rig the election. Then you've got Eric Swalwell. This is unbelievable.
Yeah, we're talking about probing. It was 14,800 scans just in Indiana between November 1st. To December 16th. And it was the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, exactly. And, so they're the ones probing, putting the Russian fingerprints out.
The people who met at the end of February cited that. They were members of the National Association of Secretaries of State. They voted, all these Secretaries of State from all these different states said they want President Trump to overturn this designation of critical infrastructure because they did not want the feds to insert themselves into the state computer voting systems.
This is how big of a joke these people are, though. Eric Swalwell, Democrat from California, he's bashing Trump with all of his time. They're apparently looking into Russia hacking. He uses his time to bash Trump. He bashes Trump for his rigged election claim. This is on the next day of them doing the survey, finding out that illegals are voting. He's bashing Trump for the rigged election claim. Then, David, he's using his time to claim Russia rigged the election. So Eric Swalwell is making fun of Trump, saying that elections are rigged. Then he uses the rest of his time to insinuate that Russia rigged the election. You've never seen anything like this before. Denny Heck, another Democrat, this one from Washington, saying Russia will be back. saying that it's the free and open elections. That's why the DNC got sued, because they hacked it. But he's saying, no, that's why the Democrats are acting so violently. That's why they're not accepting the elections, because we don't have free and open elections. The Russian hacked it. Unbelievable. We'll be right back. Joe Biggs, Gary Haven, Owen Schroeder, David Knight, Alex Jones Show.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at shelterpod.com. The Shelter Pod at shelterpod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
This is Dan Billett. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX or my website, danpilla.com.
Men, give your body the support it needs with InfoWars Life Prostaguard. It's time to start assisting the body in regulating proper prostate balance. InfoWars Life has set out to bring you formulations that are not only the highest quality out there, but formulas that you can use on a daily basis to give your body the natural herbs and extracts that our experts recommend. The Prostaguard formula does just that with its mixture of plant-based nutrients and antioxidants that help give your body total support. It's a hand-selected blend of saw palmetto, lycopene, plant sterols, zinc, vitamin D3, selenium, and copper. Prostaguard is something that the men on the InfoWars crew take every day. And from our research, it's something that men should really be adding to their daily regimen in order to keep their body going at optimal levels. Now's the time to start naturally supporting your body. Get Prostaguard on your side today, exclusively at InfoWarsLife.com. That's InfoWarsLife.com.
Will the government protect your family from Iran and North Korea's newest weapon, EMP? We buy guns to protect ourselves, home, health, and car insurance for accidents. Maybe you also have food storage. But how would you keep your refrigerator running in a long-term EMP blackout? Using tested military designs, the Solark EMP-hardened solar generator protects and powers your critical appliances for years without burying items underground or wrapping them in aluminum foil. Unlike other preps, Solark is used every day to help offset your electric bill automatically. Visit PortableSolarLLC.com to learn how easily expandable the system is. Solark is the most affordable and powerful solution on the market. The whole system even fits in the back of a pickup or SUV and can install in less than an hour. See for yourself why Solark beats other off-grid systems at PortableSolarLLC.com. Don't wait for the government. Go to PortableSolarLLC.com to learn why Solark is energy insurance for your family.
Answer to 1984 is 1776. You're listening to The Alex Jones Show.
Well, let the Jedi Council begin, gentlemen. Owen Schroeder here, filling in for Alex Jones today. He is on a, well, he says vacation. The man can't take a vacation. Wild horses really couldn't drag him away. I'm joined by Gary Haven, obviously David Knight still with us, Joe Biggs sitting here as well, a full-on Jedi Council, and a whole waterfront of interesting news to talk about. I know, Gary, that you've got something that's actually near and dear to you, what's going on in Haiti, the sex trafficking that's going on down there. Why don't we lead off with that?
Okay, great. Joe, I mentioned during the break something that I hadn't thought about. About Megyn Kelly making a comment. Why don't you start off with that?
Well, yeah, Megyn Kelly came here and she was questioning you and the other journalists, saying, "Hey, you consider yourself a journalist, you know?" Like,
yeah, that was her big one.
When you wake up in the morning and you go, "Well, I pray, I look at the news, I kind of come up with my own commentary and give my opinion on what I'm seeing or my, you know, what I do," which is what pretty much all people who do what we do. You know, they all have that same thing. But what she doesn't do is get out from behind her desk. What she does do is read a teleprompter, and what we don't do here is read teleprompters. We don't have a single teleprompter in this entire place. We aren't given any script. Right. We read the news. We give our honest analysis on what it is we see. And she sits there and has the gall to tell us, oh, well, you guys aren't journalists. I don't see her going to Haiti. There was no one else out there when we went. It was just us.
Yeah, I didn't see her. I didn't see her ever on the streets dealing with protesters or at the RNC or the DNC. I never saw her out there.
I never saw her at Ferguson.
I saw you at Ferguson, actually. I saw you at Ferguson. But no, Megan wasn't there.
Harris attack.
And what they do is they get an assignment from their editor. They're told what to cover. And then they put this stuff together and somebody writes a script for her and she reads it. And that's not journalism. We do the investigation. And when you look at this stuff, you know, she picks something like Sandy Hook. It's a very complicated situation. If we look at a situation like that, it's very easy for them to demagogue that, and we don't have time, and that certainly would not give Alex time in that to talk about details and why we were concerned about the official story. They're going to push the government's official story. Anybody that questions that, they're simply wrong. But that's the kind of homogenous, controlled news media that she and Tom Brokaw represent. And they think that they can still do that in this day and age. They can't.
Everyone's got a cell phone. Everyone has a website. Yeah. Everyone has the ability to put out information from ground zero where something happens. As soon as breaking news happens, we have an inside look at what's going on. When something happens in Haiti, I got you on the ground. I go, hey, what's going on, Gary? This is happening. Boom, it's out there. You know, hey, what's going on in Paris? We got someone out there. Boom, we know. We don't need to wait on them to get their script for them to tell us what they want, how to fabricate the story. We can do it boots on the ground right there, everyday citizens, and knock it out and knock them out of the park.
And one of the things, and I don't know if you want to talk about it, one of the things that, you know, always we get fired up about is when we hear about human sex trafficking, you know, pedophiles, especially with the youth. They never report on that.
No.
Even when we have the stories with children being found in cages. I mean, that's the kind of stuff that makes your blood boil. That's the kind of stuff that you want to get on air here and scream to the world, hey, we've got nasty pedophile people out there that are putting kids in cages, man. Let's do something about this. And then there was a story. There was a raid. I think it was actually, it may have been on a UN ground, but there was a raid in Haiti where they found a bunch of kids. They found the people that were trafficking them. And this is the kind of stuff that goes in places like Haiti where the infrastructure's collapsed. The Clinton Foundation took billions of dollars, did nothing for Haiti, and these people are suffering.
You know, a lot of your listeners were among the few Americans that actually knew about the disaster that happened in Haiti back in October. There was a massive hurricane, Hurricane Matthew, that went through, and it displaced a million people on this island. They lost the roofs of their homes, their crops, their sources of water. And it was about 4 weeks before the election. And so I was watching this and immediately went down there as soon as the hurricane cleared Florida to help these people. But I noticed that there was no mainstream media that was down there covering this Holocaust that happened in our own hemisphere. So I called Alex, and he grabbed Joe and Michael Zimmer, and they went with me so that we could tell the world what was going on there. Now, why wasn't the media there? And the answer to that is that Hillary Clinton was vulnerable just before the election, because it was really common knowledge that they collected over $2 billion and less than 2% had gone to help the people. And, of course, the Clinton Foundation was nowhere to be found with a million people suffering. So I thought we better get a news team down here to cover this thing so the American people can know what's going on.
So you also bought a fleet of planes and hired pilots to come in, coordinated with via your wife, who's an expert at coordinating logistics. I mean, hold on.
Yeah, Diane was kept us.
She kept those people alive. You guys flew the airplanes, and she was just like boom, 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 everywhere. It was crazy.
Yeah, you know, not only were we able, we were the only air evac for two of the major cities down there. So these thousands of people that had been injured during the hurricane had no way to get to the hospitals in Port-au-Prince. So when we would fly out in our cargo planes and unload the cargo and the doctors, we would load up the planes with gurneys. I'm glad the FAA wasn't there. I mean, we had literally people stacked on top of each other. And we would fly them back and hospitalize them in Port-au-Prince. And over the 6 weeks we were there, we literally saved dozens of lives because these people had no place to be treated out in the field like that. But getting the story, and I tell you, Joe, you guys, you and Michael did an amazing job. This is Pulitzer Prize-winning stuff. You know, I've never seen Megyn Kelly do a Pulitzer Prize-winning story that literally saved lives.
I mean, it was intense. I gotta
quiz you guys. That's news, and that was newsworthy. And one little side incident on it is we were discovering that Haitians hate the Clintons because the Haitians are aware that the Clintons have stolen billions of dollars from the poorest of the poor in our hemisphere. So Joe interviewed me on the tarmac, and I did what I call the Hillary rant. It was 3 or 4 minutes, and this is 8 days before the election, and it went viral. A million people. And you got to think, a million people finding out the truth about Hillary Clinton being a thief and a monster influenced the 10,000 electoral votes in Michigan or in Pennsylvania. So, Joe, I tell you what, we were a great team in Haiti, and I'm really proud of what we did there.
I mean, it definitely changed my life. I mean, to see what's going on, to see these people in pain and the amount of help that they needed and the amount of money that was just sitting there waiting to be used, but you had these politicians politicking in Port-au-Prince in some fancy restaurant over their lobster dinners, fighting and bickering over whose way is going to work. Meanwhile, nothing gets done, and it takes you to fly out of Waco to gather people to go in there and actually make change and save lives. I mean, there was a guy who had his back broken. Remember that?
14-year-old.
Yeah, it was a 14-year-old. And the palm tree had fallen when the hurricane hit and went through the house and landed. His mom is hacking through trees to clear out because there's no open roadways. I mean, just to hear the stories that these families went through just to get to where there was at least hope that a hospital had survived. I mean, this is like, if you look at Haiti, there's a northern peninsula and a southern peninsula, and the southern peninsula was the part that was devastated the most. These people had no roads. Every tree was knocked over like toothpicks when we flew over. And they had to hack through these palm trees by hand with machetes and then move a car afoot. Hack, 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 move a foot. It took one kid 7 days just to get to where we were, and they didn't even know if they were going to a place that was just a dead end. The hospital could have been demolished, but that was their only hope. That's the only thing that even got them through the day, the mom through the day, to survive, to get that little boy there.
You know, and it's amazing. I actually ran into some Haitian protesters at a presidential debate, and they're standing outside, and they're trying to raise awareness for how Hillary Clinton basically robbed them. I mean, stole money from them. And they're just sitting there. And I can only imagine what it's like in Haiti. They're just sitting there. They're like, how can anybody vote for her? Like, we know this woman is a thief.
Yeah.
And you can see it. And they're just, the fact that people would vote for them, they're so ashamed. They're so just in awe. Like, how could anyone vote for this devil?
We've talked to Anzalee Dunto several times talking about the corruption in Haiti. And I think what you did is a good example of why it's voluntary association, people working directly, what you did to directly help those people rather than going to some corrupt charitable organization like Hillary Clinton's foundation or even using the government, because the government will do the same thing as well. They will profiteer off of other people's suffering and then set on the money, not really apply it well. And that's especially true in third world countries, exactly what you were talking about there. But that's the key thing. That was what made America different. When Alexis de Tocqueville came to America, he wrote his Democracy in America. He said, in America, people see a problem. They come together voluntarily like you did, Gary. They take care of it. Everywhere else, they collect money for it. They steal it. They don't ever solve the problem.
That's just the nature of it.
Yeah.
I didn't tell you this, David, but I'm on the short list for the U.S. ambassadorship to Haiti.
Wow.
Yes, sir.
And, excellent.
You know, not only do I have the business experience, having run the 10th largest franchise company in the world in 92 countries, and I have a degree in health and nutrition, and I'm a farmer and rancher, so I cover a lot of the bases. And I've been to Haiti countless times, lived there 6 weeks after the hurricane. As a franchisor, the founder of Curves, my job, my skill set was gathering thousands of people with a common interest, in bringing them together for one purpose. And in Haiti, the greatest resource over there is the hundreds of NGOs. There are thousands of volunteers. There are millions of dollars that are all working independently. And so the waste and the corruption and the barriers to accomplish it. So if I do get the nod and do become the ambassador, my goal is to organize those massive resources and help them to move in the same direction together. So I have
a
particular skill set and experience. And I think that's the hope for Haiti. And the other thing is that the U.S. influence in Haiti under the Clinton State Department was massively corrupt.
Oh, yeah.
The current president, the president before Martelli.
Yeah, they rigged that election.
Yeah, and it's as blatant as can be. And I don't know the whole history because I've made myself an expert on it. I won't go into that, but it has not been in the interest of the Haitian people. And I believe sending somebody like me that's not bought and paid for, that has the courage to stand and fight.
Well, we got to go to break, but we're breaking news right now. Gary Haven on the short list for the ambassador to Haiti. Let's hope that that is a very short list.
Yeah.
We'll be right back.
It's a no-brainer. A Big Berkey water filter is the one you need, period. You need a water filter that removes chlorine, fluoride, pharmaceuticals, BPA, and other endocrine disruptors, pesticides, bacteria, viruses, and much more, right? And does it all at only 2 cents per gallon. Get the original and most trusted name in gravity water filtration, Big Berkey. And now GCN listeners receive 5% off ceramic filter systems using code GCN. Call or click 1-877-99-BERKEY or BigBerkeyWaterFilters.com. That's 1-877-99-BERKEY.
The answer to being in control of your own healthcare is freedom from insurance. Become part of a group of self-pay patients that come together to share in each other's medical expenses. Individual share amounts begin at $107 a month and $347 for families. Choose from three health sharing programs. Holistic treatments may be eligible for sharing. See guidelines. Discount programs available for dental, vision, and pharmacy. Go to libertyoncall.org. That's libertyoncall.org.
Imbrix Essentials, that's my middle name. I've spent 7 years off and on trying to get a big national brand that's already trusted to let us private label an entire line of personal care products that's organic and high quality. This is one of the top three selling organic brands in the country that puts out high quality organic shampoo, mouthwash, you name it. And they're such patriots, they have let us basically keep their well-known packaging. It is an answer to prayer, and because we're cutting out the middleman, 20% off retail, sign up for auto ship, an additional 25% off. It's all there. The body wash, the shampoo, the deodorant, the mouthwash, all of it is truly game-changing. It is the exact same product, just the name is different, Imrix Essentials, and it's on average 20% off what it would be in stores, buying it directly from InfoWarsStore.com. Help us win the InfoWar while getting products everybody needs. InfoWarsLife.com, where you'll find the entire line of Imrix Essentials.
If food became scarce, would you be able to feed yourself and your family? Have you found some emergency food supplies can cost upwards of $300 for a month's supply? And worst of all, they're packed with chemicals and other unpronounceable ingredients. At NorthwestFork.com, our mission is to provide you with food that's not only healthy and natural, but also affordable. At NorthwestFork.com, for only $127, you can order meals that are naturally high in fiber, carbs, and protein, packaged in Mylar bags with oxygen absorbers for superior shelf life. For a limited time only, your order ships free. But that's not all. Enter promo code PREP10 to receive 10% off your entire order. Call 800-700-2184 today. NorthwestFork.com keeps prices low by buying directly from suppliers in the Pacific Northwest, then passing the savings to you. Go to NorthwestFork.com or call 800-700-2184 for the most cost-effective and healthy food storage solution. That's NorthwestFork.com at 800-700-2184.
Be prepared for the next disaster with the Shelter Pod. The Shelter Pod is a large, all-season, heavy-duty, quick-deploy shelter. The Shelter Pod system can be set up in 30 seconds and includes an emergency medical kit, water filter, survival tools, and more. Are you prepared to take care of your family? Do you have everything in one place ready to go? Get it now or enter to win a complete Shelter Pod system at ShelterPod.com. The Shelter Pod at ShelterPod.com. Shelter when you need it most.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Owen Schroyer filling in. Star-studded cast here today. Gary Haven, David Knight, and Joe Biggs. And we were just discussing Haiti as we left the last segment. We'll rejoin that discussion now. more specifically talk about something that was pretty much ignored by the mainstream media, as far as I can could tell. And you know how it goes. If the mainstream media doesn't touch it, it's just a conspiracy theory. But you brought up the name Monica Peterson, who actually, unfortunately, she was deceased because of what she was doing in Haiti.
Yeah, you know, after I'd done my Clinton rant, thanks to Joe here, and then Hillary lost, thank God, I thought, wow, you know, I may survive this. And I was in Haiti when it happened, a week after the election. Monica Peterson, who was a young woman who had gone to Haiti to investigate the child sex trafficking affiliation with the Clinton Foundation, was suicided. And this was a young woman who had every reason to live. She was doing something purposeful. And by the way, there's been no release of information about her death in investigation to this day. And so a week after the election, people affiliated with the investigation of the Clintons gets suicided. I thought, well, maybe I need to keep my head up a little bit longer. And then, of course, we know that the Clinton Foundation had an affiliation with child sex trafficking in Haiti because of the Laura Silsby investigation. This was a woman who was in Haiti who got caught transporting children across the border into the Dominican Republic. And she was arrested and held. And Hillary Clinton and Huma Abedin were sending emails back and forth about Laura Silsby. And an attorney that was affiliated with the Clinton Foundation was sent down there to secure her release. And, of course, the Clintons are heavily involved in election fraud down there and getting their people elected. So they have a lot of influence.
Has been going on since the 90s, too.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. It's at least since Bush was in office, we've now seen there's so much evidence of our influence, America's influence on the
key thing too here, Gary, is the rich mineral resources of Haiti. People understand it's such a poor country. Why are they doing this? Well, it's a poor country because of politics, but they have vast mineral resources.
That's right. You know, Hillary's brother got the first gold lease in the country. Got it for a nominal amount of money. And again, it's
shocking.
Pay to play benefits of being associated with these people. You know, and not to change the subject, but there's so much evidence on pay to play, whether it's uranium or you name it out there. Why Trump doesn't understand that the best defense is a strong offense. He should be going after these people and filling up the news cycle.
Filling up the prisons.
And the prisons with these criminals that have aligned against him right now. And I don't see that he has a choice. And I tell you, chief among them is pedophilia. You know, what they all have in common, these elitists, is pedophilia. You know that the Justice Department under Trump has already prosecuted 1,500 people.
That's right.
For a pedophilia.
Most arrests ever. I'm constantly documenting it. Yeah.
So I think that's the next big thing to happen. We're going to find out the people in power in this country, John Podesta and his email.
His weird brother.
Yeah, and you know, the piece
weird art collection.
That's normal.
Alfonte, if you look at his art collection, okay, and you know, any reasonable person will look at that art and say, this guy is sick, he's nuts, and I don't care what other evidence you need. You look at that, and you need to ask some questions. And, you know, the great thing about Alex, and what I would encourage him to do more often, is to point out that he's just asking the questions that ought to be asked. You know, he's not making his conclusions. You know, he has done thousands of stories, and I think he's apologized a dozen times. And, you know, when we sit here and we aren't reading a script, but we're thinking out loud and asking the questions that most Americans are too afraid to ask, by the way.
Right.
I'm not afraid. I have the courage. And as an American, I have the freedom and I think the responsibility to ask the questions. And I don't care if I'm going to get ridiculed or shamed or lied about. By God, I'm going to ask the questions. I'm an American. I'm not a subject. I'm a citizen. And that's what Alex has done. And I tell you what, if he's only apologized a dozen times after the thousands of stories he's done, I would say Alex has done a pretty good job, wouldn't you?
Well, and you just take a look at the history of the stuff that Alex Jones would talk about 20 years ago, 10 years ago, 5 years ago. It's all come true. It's all out there now. Samsung TV spying on you. Vault 7, the CIA spying on everything. The Clintons in Haiti. I mean, it just goes on and on. The WikiLeaks emails, putting kids in the pool for your pleasure. The six satanic rituals that Marina Abramovich goes on with these people with. We'll be right back with the Alex Jones Show on the other side.
And the GCN Radio Network.
Are you happy washing your hands with harsh chemicals? Are you happy doing laundry with detergents? Are you happy paying high prices? Find your happiness with Pure Soap. These all-natural, earth-friendly Pure Soaps are the very best you've ever used. Buy in bulk. Get a 12, 36, or 48-month supply. Or get items individually and still save big. You're getting soap products twice as good as what you're using now. Earth-friendly and natural soaps. Your family deserves the best. Happiness is 5starsoap.com. Why not put your money up the drain for a change? See them at 5starsoap.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog. Cal Bend Soap Company can save you thousands of dollars and give you good old-fashioned real soaps that are triple concentrated. Soaps made from vegetable and coconut oils. See their full selection of soaps at 5starsoap.com. That's FIVESTARSOAP.com or call 1-800-340-7091 for a catalog.
Let's go to Devin in Florida. Devin in Florida, you're on the air.
Great. Hey, thank you so much. Listen, I have bought your product, and I got to say they're amazing.
Thank
Anyone
you.
Who's on the fence, buy it, because I've got Caveman, Superman Vitality, Secret 12, Vitamin Mineral Fusion. I've got the Body Armor.
Wow, thank you.
Wow.
You're the type of listener that makes it all possible. Which nutraceutical does you like best?
I really like the Vitamin Mineral Fusion, to be honest.
That's amazing.
Really incredible. I drank it in the morning, and I swear to you, I felt incredible. Like, I haven't felt in a week. My morning was fantastic, and I love you guys. I love the InfoWars crew. And I just want to, I want to take this opportunity to tell anybody out there who's on the fence, just buy it. You will love it. I'm telling you, I've never bought a bad product.
What you find in our news is the same thing you find in our products at InfoWarsLife.com. It's a win-win, InfoWarsLife.com.
Heart disease is on the rise. Clogged arteries, high blood pressure, and high cholesterol levels may not be fully detected by you, but the symptoms are there. Loss of energy, blood sugar spikes and drops, poor circulation, and irregular heartbeat are just a few of these that can alert you that something is wrong. Hear how Heart and Body Extract is making a difference in thousands of people's lives across America.
My blood pressure has normalized. My diabetes has totally improved.
Everyone is telling me now how much healthier I look, and I'm telling everyone how much healthier I feel. I recommend Heart and Body Extract to everyone.
Anybody over 40 in the North American continent should be using this product as a preventative to keep their cardiovascular system healthy.
Order your 2-month supply today by calling 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. Or order online hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract, 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com.
The Alex Jones Show, because there is a war on for your mind.
You know, it's not fun to sit up here and talk about human trafficking, talk about sex slaves. No, it sucks, actually. It's not fun to cover this stuff. Joe Biggs is just telling me how I won't talk about it. You can talk about it if you want to. I don't know if you're supposed to divulge what you're working on right now with some human trafficking stuff. It's sick, but somebody's got to do it, and we do it. We put our necks out there because the mainstream media won't, and we do it because you support us and keep supporting us, and we're going to keep doing it at InfoWarsStore.com. Huge specials going on right now. How about free shipping store-wide, folks? Free shipping store-wide. Nobody likes paying shipping charges, so we're giving you free shipping store-wide right now. You've got deals on Survival Shield, 30% off Survival Shield, 30% off one of our newer products, Z-Shield. I think that's an essential. You've got InfoWars Select Storable Food. Oh, my goodness. Right now, in these crazy times of Civil War building up, World War building up, why would you not get some emergency food supplies? You're absolutely crazy if you're not getting emergency food supplies. And actually, if you're an InfoWars fan, you've probably noticed David Knight has been under the weather lately. And in the breaks, he's actually doing lung cleanse and is helping him suppress that cough that he's got.
Yeah, I had done it about the top of the hour. It made a big difference, and then I didn't do it for a while because I've still got quite a bit of bronchitis here. And as you probably heard me coughing as Gary was talking, I was doing my utmost to keep that under control. But I just take this and spray it on your tongue, and then you breathe the vapors in. All natural ingredients does a great job of suppressing that urge to cough. It really clears your lungs. And when you're sick like I am, you're going to have to keep doing it. But it is really, really effective at that kind of clearing up that congestion. Gary said, "Does that stuff really work?" And it's like, yeah. It really does work.
It really does. I mean, that's the only way Hillary Clinton was able to make it through the entire campaign cycle. She was on lung cleanse all the time. She had like a whole rack. Like
we had a whole bunch of things we should have sent her, but she probably would have looked at it with a kind of a side eye.
She didn't take it. That's when she was birthing those demon goblins.
Is that what that was?
Chamber. It was an aqua chamber specifically for birthing demon goblins. Into. It wasn't a glass of water.
That was the day that she laid off the lung cleanse. So, but seriously, folks, lung cleanse, you can get that as well. Free shipping. Everything free shipping. These products actually work. I am an avid user. I know that the rest of the crew is as well. Well, guys, all kinds of stuff still to talk about. I don't know if you want to get back into Haiti. I know that you had some Megyn Kelly comments that you wanted to make. Let's finish up with Haiti real quick and just some of the stuff that you're working on, Joe, or whatever you can talk about with your investigation in human trafficking.
Well, yeah, you know, we're talking about human trafficking, pedophilia, things like that. I mean, it's not just Haiti, you know. Right. There's been so many just in this year alone in Australia that have been captured, pedophiles. I mean, yesterday in Austin, in Round Rock, there was a guy who drove 100 miles to go have sex with a 13-year-old girl. I mean, these people are out there. It's not just elite people, but it's the fact that we catch these people and we have proof, and that enables and empowers other people who have these urges, and they think they can go do it. And we're not doing anything about it. Like you said during the break, too, Craig Sawyer is a ex-Navy SEAL who's going after these types of people, these pedophiles, and every avenue of approach he takes to try to make new money to fund himself and his operation to be able to go and expose these people, it gets shut down. You know, there is an elected official right now that we are looking at with a group of my friends who goes into Juarez, Mexico, right across from El Paso, and is actively involved in pedophilia. This person, this elected official, is seen walking the streets with 13, 14-year-old boys and then going back to a private home that he has, and nothing happens because people are scared of him, because this guy's connected to the cartels, and the cartels use this person because he's a U.S. elected official, and they can use him to corrupt him to come over the border freely without being screwed with. So there's a lot of corruption going on. It's not just in Haiti. It's not just these elites. It's lower-level people as well, and it's really disturbing that it is such a prominent thing, and then when we talk about it, we're looked at as kooky. We're looked at as like, why would you talk about that? Why wouldn't we talk about that?
That's the thing.
Especially
about
when
Fred
it's so obvious.
Is that he wants to talk? He wants to expose it to the public. He's not going to go in and trample on somebody's investigation. The people that are working with him, they have law enforcement, past, and so they're not going to mess up with a investigation. But they want to expose this, and that's why when he came on with Alex, talked about his crowdsourcing funding, they shut that down within 2 hours.
I mean, look at these people, these elite people that are part of this. They don't have kids themselves.
Yeah.
That's kind of an odd thing.
Yeah, like all the European leaders.
I have a daughter. You have kids. Yeah. You have kids. I mean, when you have a kid and you look at that little baby, it changes your life. There's no way in hell you could ever do something so demonic, so sick. And when you see that being done, it literally just makes you want to vomit. It makes every bit of hate that you didn't even know you had come to surface because you just want to take that person and just, that's...
Well, let's not forget, you had the Bill de Blasio staffer who gets arrested with all the child porn that he had on his computer. This is a guy that was kind of dubbed inside of the Democratic Party as a rising star, the next John Podesta, if you will. And he gets busted with all the child porn. You got Anthony Weiner. He gets busted sexting underage kids. These are both people not even within one degree of separation of the Democratic Party, in the Democratic Party. I mean, it's right there. And it's not just the Democrats. You've got Dennis Hastert, too. So it's not just the Democrats. We're not just talking about this. But it is amazing how,
specifically groomed him so that he could become the GOP Speaker.
And that's how blackmail works.
For the longest period of time. They knew who this guy was. He's like a high school basketball coach. They groomed him.
I think it was wrestling.
Wrestling. Yeah, well, that figures.
Right.
And anyway, they pick him out of that situation because they know his background, and then they move him rapidly through the ranks, and they keep him there for the longest period of time.
So we're going to continue to cover that as it's breaking, and I know that I would assume, I mean, we got to get Craig Sawyer back on to talk to Alex. I didn't see, actually, can you guys pull up that tweet that you had up a second ago? Originally, Craig Sawyer tweeted out that PayPal had shut down his account, and he was reaching out to PayPal for comment, and they weren't getting back to him. Now the new development is, he just tweeted this morning, PayPal apparently has taken $46,000 from the organizations that he started to fight child trafficking and pedophilia. Wow. This is a huge story. This is massive.
It's amazing how they will shut down any attempt to expose what's happening.
It's time to look into PayPal.
Yeah, I mean, it's unbelievable.
Who's PayPal? Who are they connected to? Who's taking Democrat money? You know, there's got to be something. I mean, why in the hell would you be for stopping someone from going and doing that?
And then steal their money.
That'd be like someone showing up to Fort Lauderdale when you're about to fly to Haiti and going, no, can't fly.
Yeah.
So PayPal is a widely used service. I myself use it, and that tweet actually had an alternative. I think it was called, again, pull that tweet back up, guys.
Alex Karp is one of the founders of PayPal, along with Elon Musk. And Alex Karp has been a
Musk
regular
is out,
attendee.
Though, isn't he?
Yeah, he's out.
Bilderberg.
But and Karp may be as well, but he was a regular attendee at Bilderberg, and he was a guy who was running data mining services for the CIA.
So apparently now it's time to ditch PedoPal for electronictransfer.com. That is in Craig Sawyer's tweet. I guess I'll have to do that. If PayPal is going to stop an investigation into child sex trafficking that a good American is trying to do in his own time, then sorry, PayPal, can't use your services anymore. This is how the free economy works. This is how America is supposed to work.
Well, hopefully they'll refund it back to those people so those people can read.
Well, that's what should be going on.
Back to electronic transfer.
I think that's the most unbelievable part of this story right now. Apparently $46,000 that they're just not giving back. That is theft. So I hope that Craig Sawyer can join Alex Jones sometime this week to talk about that. That is absolutely huge to me. And again, all of these people that are looking into child sex trafficking and human trafficking going on within the ranks of the elites, they run into some stumbling blocks. They run into some obstacles. It's amazing how that happens. You might not think it's real. Try reporting on it for a day and see what happens to your life. Now, I want to get Gary Haven's comments on the death of Megyn Kelly. That was the Alex Jones interview. The last spark of life she'll probably have was that Jones interview. It looks like she's probably even on her way out the door of NBC lately. But you said you had some insight that you hadn't heard from anyone else.
Yeah, there's three points I'd like to make about this. The first one, where Alex fortunately recorded the pre-interview, where she practically prostituted herself, you know, to praise him on admiring him and so forth. That was so sick. Mm-hmm. And the idea that she thought she could trick to schmooze Alex into that interview just shows how out of touch she is with reality. So I thought that was a really fascinating part of it. And of course, Alex knew exactly what he was doing. You know, sometimes you've got to stand in the line of fire. And I think Alex went into it fully aware that he was going to, you know, take some hits over this thing. After all, they did 4 hours of filming, and I think Alex had 5 minutes of FaceTime. So let me tell you what, you can do an awful lot of creative editing to go from 4 hours to 5 minutes. But Alex knew that in advance. The good news is that it looked like the only people that actually watched the show were Alex's fans.
Yeah. And she'd already done a hit piece on him like that with creative editing. And kudos to Sean Hannity for calling her out on it and saying, show the entire interview, regardless of what you think, show the entire interview and be honest about it. We don't need to have fake editing news. And that's precisely what you want to do. And you talk about FaceTime, the fact that they would light him that way. You know, the same thing we saw with that Time, I think it was Time or Newsweek, the cover that they did with John McCain. I've never been a John McCain fan. But when they lit him from underneath, like some universal monster, you know, the old
that's accurate, though.
Yeah.
That I can accept that lighting because that's accurate.
Actually, I think they lit him just fine. That's just how he.
Yeah, that's right. That's
what he is. Right? We need to start coming back in with the Empire theme from Star Wars just to give that a little justice. That lighting that they had, but you know,
over the top. You know what they're trying to do.
Right? Yeah, I actually had a moment with Megan though that.
You had a
to me,
we didn't
no, no, no. Yeah, she cut that one from the interview. But no, but I made a reference in the interview when she was trying to demonize me, for not being a real journalist. And I looked at her and I said, Megan, you know, people don't need a $15 million a year contract to trust that someone's a journalist. They don't care. They don't need to see your big salary and your big stage out there to be considered a journalist. And she kind of took that personally. And she was like, you know, you don't have to berate people for making money. You know, making money isn't a bad thing. You don't have to attack me just because I, you know, am making a lot of money. And I was like, Megan, you missed the point entirely. I have no problem with people making money. In fact, I think the bastardization of rich people of the left is part of the problem. They want to demonize anybody who wants to make money. No. That's not what I was saying to Megan. What I was trying to explain to Megan, and this just echoes what you're saying, how they really just don't get it. She really thinks that because she has the big contract, she really thinks that because she has the big NBC logo behind her, and probably even beyond that, she probably just doesn't care. She's probably just in it for the money anyway, not even a real journalist. That's a fake journalist, someone that's in it for the money, not actually getting truth out there. But it really sunk into me. She's sitting here trying to back up her point, like, oh, don't come after me because I make a lot of money. It's like, no, you missed the point. You think you're legitimate because you make a lot of money. People don't buy that anymore. That's the entire point. But I think that she either doesn't get that or she just reports whatever they tell her to say because
really,
she makes money.
You really like me.
Well, you know, one of the things that came out in that pre-interview conversation that she had with Alex that he released is the idea that in their minds, there's these different echelons of news. Okay, so there are those of us that they consider to be bottom feeders and not real news. And then there's cable news. And then there's network news.
Ooh.
And she had made that leap to network news. Now, when you watch the
Brian Williams
piece that they did, yeah, remember Brian Williams. But when you look at what she did with Tom Brokaw and the way she presented all this stuff, it was so low energy.
Yeah.
It was so boring.
It was horrible.
That was the key. It was absolutely no energy. You can see her eyes dotting back and forth, reading the teleprompter, not even with any expression or inflection in her voice. It was just wooden, and that's the key thing. And the same thing with Tom Brokaw.
Yeah, I tweeted out right when I was watching this. I was like, I know exactly what I'm going to use now when I can't fall asleep.
Exactly.
It was like, well, today in New Zealand, we're going to go talk to Sam Neill from Jurassic Park, and he makes wine. Stay tuned. They're like, who cares?
Well, and you're sitting here.
Oh, my God. We just went from an intense thing where, you know, you do a hit piece on Alex, and then you don't even, like, air any of it. And you're like, well, today we're going to talk about wine now.
Yeah.
We're really getting interested.
And that's what I'm saying, too. She spends the entire day with Alex. She knows that the portrayal of Alex during that show is completely inaccurate, but she goes along with it anyway. And I'm just saying, she's like, how can you read that for the script? You know, they read their script to put all the B-roll over. It's like, how can you read that? And then again, it hits me. She's not even thinking, she's literally thinking dollars. That's all. I'm rich. I'm on the network.
Yeah, I mean, if you were a real journalist, you would go into that job with a contract saying, you know what, this is the story I want to cover. I want to have final say over what goes out.
That's not her job.
No.
And she's just like, well, I'll take that paycheck and I'll read this right here.
Exactly. Well, because if she was a real journalist, she would have come here and done a profile on Alex Jones and been like, wow, you talked about this 10 years ago. It came true. You talked about cameras in the phones and the TVs. It came true. People make fun of you for gay frogs. Well, that's true, too. That's what a real journalist would have done. That was a total hit piece. Anything else you wanted to add, Gary?
Yeah, there was one more thing that I think was really kind of overlooked on this. The person that took the greatest hit was not Alex. It was President Trump.
Mm-hmm.
This was Megan's signature, her signal to the anti-Trump people, to the impeached Trump people. She went after Trump. I didn't count the minutes, but I bet there was more airtime on how Trump is an idiot because of his association in believing this. It was Trump cutting in
because of your report.
Yeah, it was because of my report.
A
report on the border, and then the next day,
real journalism. You broke a story.
This guy, this reporter, he's out there, and there's drugs coming across. You know, like, this is why we need a border. And she's like, this is the guy that's taking information and reports
He's taking it from Alex Jones because of this? We don't even know what's coming across the border. Yeah, yeah. Megan, they're smuggling piñatas. They're risking life
teddy bears.
To get teddy bears across the border.
Yeah.
Because, yeah, I mean...
Actually, you know what I heard it was? I heard they were smuggling covfefe across the border. I better watch out.
Yeah, every time I cross the border illegally, I just jump into an SUV and speed off because there's nothing to worry about.
And you always have your burlap bags, too, right?
Yeah. Little flotation device.
Yeah. So there you are, a real journalist, breaking a story, putting your life on the line for that story to break, and then she tries to demonize that. It's unbelievable.
Yeah, I was kind of shocked. I was sitting over at Darren's house actually on Father's Day, and my phone starts blowing up like, hey man, she's like going after your border report. I'm like, which one? And then eventually I find out, I'm like, really? I mean, it was even played in local news. Yeah, it's all over.
It's like we have the footage, and you've done multiple reports from the border where you get hardcore footage.
I just thought it was funny.
Somebody should have asked Tom Brokaw about the Richard Jewell reports that they did, because, you know, of course, NBC and CNN got sued for that. They had an undisclosed settlement about that, but of course, nobody talked about that. But to use that report, real journalism, photography there, and say, Donald Trump saw this and said, look, they're smuggling, which people could clearly see what was happening with that. That shows the desperation and the failed narrative of these people. They have been able to get away with this all of our lives, haven't they, Gary? Yes. You know, we grew up under this where they had just three networks and they controlled all the information you're going
to
get.
But that's why they're failing, because they show the public this video. Go back to the video. You can see the people smuggling the drugs. They say, nothing to see here. No drugs being smuggled. And the average American is like, why are you lying to me? I have eyes. I have common sense. I have discernment. That's why they're losing. You cannot pull the wool over our eyes any longer. More on the Alex Jones Show on the other side.
Diabetes, high blood pressure, anxiety meds, everyone's on them. If you're a 50-year-old male, maybe a bit porky, and you may even have type 2 diabetes, $1 million of term insurance may only cost you about $200 a month. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Big Lou will find a Term Life policy for you even if you have type 2 diabetes, are overweight, or have high blood pressure. Term Provider has helped thousands of people like you who think they can't afford term life insurance. To buy $1 million of affordable term life for you, all you need to do is call Big Lou at 800-503-7639. Lou is one of you, and he'll make sure the scales are tipped in your favor. Call 800-503-7639. Big Lou will answer your call and work to fit you into a term life policy that you can afford. Call Term Provider. Speak with Big Lou and save on term life. Call 800-503-7639. 800-503-7639.
We've taken thousands of years of known research and put it together with our own 4 years of seeking and testing to find the very best systems that God gave us through Mother Nature to detoxify the body. That's why I'm introducing Z-Shield, toxic metal and chemical defense support. It's made in the USA. It's filled with known compounds from nature that are absolutely associated with detoxifying the body, and it supports the InfoWar. It is a classical 360 win. This is the formula that I personally have been taking for over a year, and now we believe we have come as close to perfection when it comes to a detoxifier as you can possibly get. You owe it to yourself, you owe it to your family, and you owe it to the future of this country and the world that patriots stay as healthy and as clean and as focused as you can be, because we need you, the remnant of America, to reignite those brush fires to the next level and to be healthy and as focused as you can be. Thanks to your support and your prayers, together we're changing the world. Now it's time to change our bodies with Z-Shield. InfoWarsLife.com.
This is Dan Pilla. Do you owe the IRS money you can't pay? Are tax debts crippling you? I've defended people from the IRS for over 30 years. I've helped thousands, and I can help you too. I wrote the book on IRS settlement, and I'm telling you, there's no such thing as a hopeless case. Call 800-34-NO-TAX to finally get free of IRS debt. With the IRS's new programs, there's never been a better time to solve your problem. Call 800-34-NO-TAX. That's 800-34-NO-TAX, or my website, danpilla.com.
Fully cooked, ready to eat bacon. I'm talking thick, meaty, center cut, presidential bacon. Savory and delicious. I buy some, I use some, I store some. Awesome. No refrigeration needed with a 10-year shelf life. NASA pack technology. Bacon. Fully cooked, fully hydrated, ready to eat right from the pack bacon. Or warm and served. Life-saving, ready to eat bacon. 10-year shelf life bacon. Ships free at fullycookedbacon.com. Fullycookedbacon.com.
Thank you.
Welcome back to the Alex Jones Show. Final segment of the second hour, third hour coming ahead. We've got free shipping right now at InfoWarsStore.com. Free shipping on top of the great specials we're already offering. 30% off Survival Shield, 30% off Z Shield, 30 to 40% off our emergency food supplies right now. If you haven't gotten emergency food supplies, what are you thinking? And then the Emrex Essentials Outdoor Pack, the entire pack, you get 40% off retail of that. Living Defense, 20% off. So all of these specials are going on right now, and that's on top of free shipping at InfoWarsStore.com. We've got household items that are just necessities for your household now at InfoWarsStore.com. So you can fund the product broadcast, you can get a great product, and help us expand the InfoWar in the face of the fake news. Well, we are going to take a little twist and talk about the fake Russia collusion story, how the mainstream media is trying to bill Trump as a Russian agent to distract from the real crimes and the real collusions of the Democrats. In fact, do you guys have that Tom Cotton clip? This is an amazing clip. I want to start the conversation we're about to have off with this clip of Tom Cotton today talking to Jay Johnson.
Pre-step. In response to Mr. Heinrich's question about whether Donald Trump had become an unwitting agent of Russia in their efforts to sow discord and discontent about our elections, you said that you declined to answer, which is understandable. Let's look at this from a different perspective. Since her election defeat, Hillary Clinton has blamed her loss on the Russians, Vladimir Putin, the FBI, Jim Comey, fake news, WikiLeaks, Twitter, Facebook, and my personal favorite, Content Farms in Macedonia.
Don't forget Pepe.
In her blaming her loss on these actors, has Hillary Clinton become an unwitting agent of Russians' goals in the United States?
And I'm sorry, sir, but I'd rather not comment. It's just
something. I understand.
I just wanted to point out that you can look at it from two different ways.
Let's turn to other matters then.
So there's Tom Cotton basically saying Hillary Clinton being a sore loser is playing right into everything that you're talking about here. It was just amazing to see all of the nonsense that goes on when you have the evidence. It's just like the Seth Rich thing. Gary Haven is chomping at the bit to talk about Seth Rich. Okay, we have no evidence, literally nothing to prove that it's Russia that released the DNC emails. Nothing to prove that Russia is trying to meddle in our elections. Literally nothing. Literally we have zero. And you've got a slew of evidence that would say, maybe Seth Rich was murdered by somebody who was trying to hide evidence with the DNC investigation that is, or the DNC lawsuit that's ongoing. And we're still sitting here wasting time all day long with these hearings talking about Russia collusion that never happened with no evidence. And the reason why Gary Haven is chomping at the bit, because there is so much evidence on the other side that it was Seth Rich that leaked the emails to WikiLeaks. Not. And even if it wasn't, there's other reasons to think that Seth Rich might have wanted him to be silent when they're trying to claim that they're probing all of these voter logs that Seth Rich would have known about. What do you think, Gary?
Well, there's several interesting things that have happened in the last few days. Without jumping ahead, because I think this is related, Stanford released a study, Stanford University. They went out to 333 polling sites during the Democratic primaries, and they polled people before they voted, and then they looked at the actual votes afterwards. This is Stanford, guys. This isn't a conservative bastion here. And what they found was that the pre-polling on Hillary versus Bernie, where there were paper ballots, were right on the money. But those election sites that used electronic voting machines consistently showed a 9% advantage for Clinton, or 6%.
So he said it was 9%. So the key thing is that they don't have exit polling. And we see that with the elections like in Brazil. They shut down exit polling. So.
And who had the access to that information? Seth Rich.
Ding, 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 ding.
It's unbelievable, folks. It all ties together. But, hey, you know what? We're just fake journalists here. We just actually do our job, connect the dots, and then report on it because we're not cowards. We'll be right back with more of the Alex Jones Show, third hour.